Well, here's a little tune that I heard Ray Price do. You know, when I was working for Bill Monroe, just struck me right now, you know. Bill Monroe had his own dressing room at the Grand Ole Opry, the old Ryman Auditorium, you know. Roy Cuffey had his own dressing room. They'd only let people in there they liked to tune up. And I'm ashamed to tell you, I'm not going to tell you, this famous band that could not get in his dressing room, they had to lay their instruments on the floor and get them out and rehearse in the hallway. But I ain't going to tell you who that was. But anyway, Bill Monroe, he liked Ray Price. He liked, you see, that Hank guy. What was his name? Snow. We don't want to talk about Snow tonight, do we? That was his name, Hank Snow. He liked him. He let him in there. Let me think, who else he let in there? Oh, the Lubin Brothers. He liked those guys. They liked singing with Bill Monroe. You know, they come in there, and they'd want to sing with Bill Monroe. And that was just about every weekend. Now, what was I going to do? Well, I was going to do this guy's song. Ray Price. Yeah, y'all know who Ray Price is. He's a great country singer, you know. He later on, he started putting like fiddle sections out on his records, you know. And he got into the pop field, but he could do that. He had that voice, you know. Now, this is back when he was singing real hillbilly music, though. It's one of the titles, I'll Be There. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. See, now what are we doing? Is this the last song? That was the whole